Second. I just want to mention, in the notes, I wrote up a summary of all of the sheet that we went through in Asmara Milsa, so that might be worth looking over, going through. Just the kids here at the end of the sugya, I wrote up all the sheetas. There's a sheet we didn't do in Shia, which is the Ritva, so I put that in there also, but in Shia we didn't get around to it, but I'll leave you one thing to do on your own. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. Says Tana Rabbanan, Haruge Malchus Nechseim Lemelech, Haruge Beis Nechseim Lerashim. Rabbi Yudai Meraf Haruge Malchus Nechseim Lerashim. Gemara doesn't say a mocker. How do we know this halacha that Haruge Malchus Nechseim Lemelech? Not sure. The Rambam puts it together with the halacha that a melech, if he goes to war, so the biza of the melechim that they conquer belongs to the melech, and if he conquers land, the land belongs to the melech. So this also goes into that. Haruge Malchus Nechseim Lemelech. I'm also not sure. We'll see going forward. Maybe we'll have a gilim about it. In the Rambam, it's mevur that a melech, there's two dinim. One is that a melech can kill a mayor of Malchus. And then there's another halacha that a melech can punish l'tikun ha-medina. Rambam says there it's l'roischem u'mashal that based and can't that there's not enough edim or hasro or technical reasons why they can't. Be done the Ritzeach, so a melech has a right to be done the Ritzeach without the same degree of evidence if he sees indeed there's some flagrant Ritzeach or flagrant Ritzchum. So the melech has a right to be done that as well. And Hashem means other kinds of Tikkun HaMedina as well. So is that also Nechseim HaMelech, or is it only Merid B'Malchus is Nechseim HaMelech? Not clear to me. Maybe we'll have a Gili later. Depends. It's pendulum in the next sugya, but it's not so clear. The Rambam says him. The Rambam says, "Haruge Malchus Nechseim Lemelech." It sounds in the Rambam like it's not that it's not a chiluk, but I'm not positive. Anyway, but it's machlekes here between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, "V'aleik v'anemar, hinei bekerem novos, asher yorod sham l'rishtoi." So you see that Achov was Yorish. He took over. Appropriated the kerem of Novos. He killed Novos as married by Malchus. It was a shek, it was a false aid, but he killed him as married by Malchus. And the Pasuk says, L'rishtei, so you see that Haruge Malchus Nechseim Lemelech. Says Rashi, Haruge Malchus, Nechseim Lemisil Malchus Yisrael, Kigoyin Shemar Dubai. Dechseim Kolisha Shiyam Respicha. It's a little bit of a deek in Rashi, Kigoyin Shemar Dubai. That doesn't exhaust all the cases. That's one example of Haruge Malchus. But the Zalai Haruge Malchus, Tikkun HaMedina, that's also a little bit mashmashi. That would also be nechseim lemelech. L'rishtoi says Rashi mashma yirusha gemura min adin. Chara, what Rashi means is what's really the raya from the posuk. Achav was altogether a rasha. So what's the raya? So Achav took the kerem. What's the raya? That's the halacha. But since the Rebbeinu Shlomo said to Eliyahu this lashon of l'rishtoi, you see that it was taka yirusha. It was al pi din. Oh, that's not so pashut. It's not so clear. Even if Haruge Malchus Nechseim Lemelech Al Pidin, but only if it's true. Here it was Eide Sheka. So if the whole diog, if the diog is from the fact that Achav took it and nobody said anything, so you see that that's the halacha, and apparently maybe they were even of a deserve, but other halachas they kept. So okay, fine. So if everybody thought that he's a married Malchus, and the Nechassim went to the Melech. You see, it's right that Haruge Malchus Nechseim Lemelech. But if that's not a riot, because who says that that was correct? The riot is just from the lashon. The Rebbeinu Shlomo said to Eliyahu Novi l'rishtoi. They see there was a Yerusha Gemur al Pidin, which is the way Rashi makes it sound. So how could that be true? It wasn't Yerusha Gemur al Pidin. It was Shloi al Pidin because it was a sheker. Lay there.
He also didn't let him take the field, so it's already a marina.
You also what?
He originally didn't let him take the field, so it's already a marina, a real marina.
You mean that he didn't let him give him the field, the Chatchila was a Merib Malchus? Is that true? Does that have a Mokka?
The Rama.
That was the what?
The Malchus ranks to seize people's fields, so if he refuses that right, then it's also Merib Malchus.
I don't know, I have to check that. Is that, can we have a Rama? What? What? Malachim. That's something else. And you can take chayal or kaftoi. Take from bali chenel kech from bali umni is kol mashu tzorach vayisun loy malachti vayisun schar. Chenel kech kol abeimus ravod mashuach is the malachti vayisun schar. Chenel kech nashim bifalakshim fine. Such a din. I don't see such a din. They could just take people's property. I don't see such a halacha. What?
Because of in the second paragraph, I think the Ram qualifies that only during Shas Mokhama can you take people's property. I don't know if that's what's going to happen.
Where are you? Second paragraph of the Gemara, you mean? Oh. So, Joe, there, what are you looking for? Anyway, I don't think you could just take Novus as Karim Stamile. Amalehem. So, anyway, this is the Rabbanu's Raya. So, you see that he was Yerush to Karim. Amalehem. So, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ben Achi Ovu Hoya, Roy Liyarsh Hoya. That he was a Yerush. Achav was he was a relative of Achav. So Meli Yash Talpidin. Fact the Gemara of Ali Har. So the Rabbanan asked Rabbi Yehuda back. Ali Har Bibanim Hayulai. But he had other children Achav. So how was he a Yerush? So Rashi's Leidanim Hechi Yalchi. Rashi's, I don't know where how did the Rabbanan know that he had other children? Where did he say he had other children? Rashi doesn't have a teretz. Amalehem. So Rabbi Yehuda answered. Yisiv is born of Harag. He killed all his children. Shanamrim, lay his main obvious face, made born of Isi. The Rabbanon. What did Rabbanon do with that? Meaning, the Rabbanon hold that he had children, and the children would have yashened him, and Achav took it as the Rugi Malchus. So Ayat says that he killed the children. And the Kash is double. First of all, according to the Rabbanon, the Rabbanan said, Harbi Banim Hoyula. You see, the Rabbanan hold that there were children who were alive, who were royal Lirish. Here it says that he killed the children. Number two, according to the Rabbanan, that Harbi Malchus Nechseim Lamelech, why would he kill the children? What interest would he have to kill the children? So my answer is, Who Banim Harbi Malchus Simeno? It means his unborn children. Fine. So, Dr. Gemar, Bishlam Lamadom Nechseim Lamelech, Hainu Nechseim Beach Novais Elikim Lamelech. So that's why Achav had to hire Adam to be made that he was a Mary Malchus. But if the Nechassim went to the Yoshim, so why did he have to hire Adim that he was? Anyway, the Adim were made that he was Mevarech as Hashem. So he was going to get killed anyway. So what did he have to add that he was Mekal LeMelech? Ulatamecha LeKim Lomeli. Somewhere else back. What did he have to? And anyway, it's true. Why did he have to add that he was Mevarech as Hashem? It's enough that he was married by Melech. Ela LePushi Rischo. Achanam LePushi Rischo. A married b'malchus, so the melech has a right. The Rambam says the melech has a right to kill a married b'malchus. Can Beis Din kill a married b'malchus? I think the Rambam is off. He's so big about it. Beis Din can kill a married b'malchus. Here's my. It's in Rashi, certainly mashmir that Beis Din would dan the dayanim. The Beis Din would dan the married b'malchus. Anyway, the Rambam doesn't bring that Beis Din is dan a married b'malchus. The melech can kill a married b'malchus. It doesn't say that Beis Din could be dan such a thing.
But here he also cursed Hashem, so maybe he was high and doubly, and part of it was not going to do with the melas. Maybe only in this case he was able to be down.
Yeah, but does it belong to the Yonim? That's Shalat. Does the Merid Malchus belong to the Yonim altogether? Where is the same Torah that the Merid Malchus Chayim is? It says Kalish Yamer Spicha Leizumos. That's not even a pasuk in Chumash. It's a pasuk in Navi. Where does it say that is a Merid Malchus? The Melech has a right to kill him, but is it Chayim Misa based on? Is it Chayim Misa Beetzim that based on should be done?
What was the right?
Because I don't think it's even one of the Teirag Mitzvahs not to be Merid Malch. Is it? Says Torah Shteim Shteim Yerusha Alecha maybe Shteim Tosim Alecha Melech. That's an essay. It's not a chiyamisa. The Melech has a right to be done and married with Malchus. One of the prerogatives of the Melech. But does it belong to Beis Din altogether? I mean, and that's what it's telling. Is it a chiyamisa? Is it be'etzim a chiyamisa? Or it's something that the Melech has a right to do outside of the regular chiyum. The way a Melech can kill a Ritzeh Shalei Beinu Vasra. Not from the regular, it's not really Chayim Misa, but a Melech has a right to do it, the Tikkun HaMedina. So the Melech has a right, the Tikkun HaMalchus, to kill the Merid Malchus. But is the Merid Malchus Chayim Misa? If based on Kikir, that's what it's telling. I don't know if it's such a right from this Rashi either, because maybe these Dayanim were doing Shalai Kedin, it was Achav's Dayanim, maybe it's not a right. The Lurish Toy, the Gemara was Medayik before, because. Also, there were. No, so Rashi said from the Lashon to the Benishon said to Achot to said to Yo, Lashon Yarad Lirishto. He said he was Taki Erish, because he was a Merid B'Malchus. But that the Dayanim killed him is that me didn't base it. I mean, the Melech has a right to kill him. I don't think the Melech has to do with his bare hands. He can send other people to kill him. So here he sent his Dayanim to kill him. But I don't know if there's a Raya here, but Etzim that it belongs to Mises Beistin. And Rambam certainly there's no remez anyway that Beistin is Dan a Merid B'Malchus. Yeah, Achav had Dayanim who killed him. These were Achav's and Achav's Dayanim and Achav's pay. That's not a steer that he was done, that he had a din of a Merid B'Malchus. And maybe even it's called the Melech killed him. If the Melech hires Dayanim, if the Melech's Dayanim kill him, so that's called the Melech killed him. The Melech's police, what's the difference? The Melech's police, the Melech's Dayanim. What I'm saying, Be'etzim, I don't think there's a Gili in this Rashi, now that I'm thinking about it. So Be'etzim is Sofik. Kalmar, I think it's a Sofik in Ramayim, to double check. If Beis Din is done a Merid B'Malchus. The Rambam says not. I think the Rambam is doing not. The Rambam says that the Melech has reshus to be done in Merid B'Malchus. V'cheini has reshus to be to L'Tikkun HaMedina. So the Melech has reshus, but doesn't mean that the Merid B'Malchus is Be'etzim Chayim Misa. Okay, let's see right. Bishlul Madom and Nichsayim L'Melech. Hayinu L'Chsiv Ayonos Yoyim Eloyel Hashem B'yechzik V'kan Oysim Mizbeach. L'Chsiv Ayoyim Eloy Kipoy Omos. El Madom and Nichsayim L'Yoshim Aynafka L'Mino. So my answer is L'chayisha. Let's read the whole book. I want to read this whole Gemara, and then we'll come back and try to think it through. Very obscure Gemara. So again, Gemara says that the pasuk says after Shlomo HaMelech came to the throne, so David HaMelech, before he died, he told him you should get rid of Yoav because Yoav killed Abner and Yoav killed Amasa. Also named Mechama B'Shalom. Yoav is a dangerous guy. David HaMelech wasn't able to kill Yoav. David HaMelech, at the beginning of his Malchus, said Hanoshim Eilu Bnei Tzru Yekoshim Yimenu. I can't overcome them. They're too strong. I don't have the ability to get rid of them. And he was just Mekalalim. He was Mekalalim for killing Avner. But then, before David died, he said to Shlomo HaMelech, you know, this guy Yoav, you're going to kill you. You're going to leave Yoav around. You're going to have no ends. You're going to have your Malchus won't be secure. You have to get rid of Yoav. So then Shlomo HaMelech comes to the throne. First, Adoniyah tried to be king, and then David HaMelech arranged that Shlomo should be crowned. And then Shlomo HaMelech saw that Adoniyah was still trying to get the throne. So because he asked for Avishag Hashunamis for a wife, that was Sarai that he wanted to get the throne. So Shlomo HaMelech killed him, and then all of Adoniyah's supporters saw that Shlomo HaMelech is coming after them. So. He also deposed the Kohen Gadol, what was his name? He was also a supporter of Adonai. You have to read the psalm over there at the beginning of Malach. Maybe you already read it. Anyway, Yoav saw that he's next, because he was also from the supporters of Adonai. So he ran, it says in Pasuk, he ran to the Vayechzik Bekarnes and Mizbeach. And he said, So the Gemara is asking, why did he run to the Mizbeach? So if it's nechasev lemelech, so we understand why he ran to the mizbech. Then what was the point of running to the mizbech? So on the face of it, this line of Gemara is hard to understand. Manashach, did Yoav think that by running to the mizbech he was not going to get killed, or did he think that or not? Tosfos brings a Gemara Makkos. Gemara Makkos said Yoav made a mistake. He thought that the mizbech is kailut. The Torah says, "Me'imis bechi v'chiyos adish al yelo hargoy ba'arma me'imis bechi tekechen olamis." Gemara is a drasha. Me'imis bechi v'loy me'almis bechi. That the mizbech is kailut. Somebody's a reitzeich and he's on the mizbech. The mizbech is kailut. So Gemara and Makkos said Yoav made a mistake because the mizbech is only kailut. First of all, only a reitzeich. The mizbech is only kailut al gagoy, not on the side, and only b'veiselomim, not in mishkan shiloi. So Yoav had a toss. The Rambam adds. It's only koilet b'shoigig and not b'mezik. It doesn't say that in the Bible. The Rambam adds that as well. Mizbech is only koilet b'shoigig. It's not koilet b'mezik. So Yoav was a toss. The mizbech is not koilet, but Yoav thought the mizbech is koilet. So what does the Gemara want? What's the Gemara's kasha? What's the difference in nechasav lemelech and not nechasav lemelech? He grabbed the mizbech because he thought he was going to save his life. Because if he'll grab the mizbech will save his life. So if he knew that, then what's the kasha? He didn't want to get killed. And if he didn't have that cheshbon, he knew that it's not koilet. So then it's tamshe. So what was he doing running to the mizbech? What does it have to do with nechasav lemelech? So Taisa says two mahalchim. Taisa two mahalchim. First Taisa says that he knew he was going to die anyway. Because even if the mizbech is koilet, but he can't stay there forever. So he's going to starve to death. So one way or another, he's going to die. What's he going to do? He can't live by the mizbech forever. So that he knew that his days are numbered. What the nafkamina was that at least it won't be nechasav lemelech. If he'll starve to death, it won't be nechasav lemelech. If the melech kills him, it'll be nechasav lemelech. That's eisa number one. And then Tosfos another teretz based on a Yushalmi. Yushalmi has another opinion, not like the Gemara in Makkos. The Gemara in Makkos says that Yoav made a mistake, and Yoav thought that the mizbech is koilet. The Yushalmi says that Yoav was. It was a great Tam Chacham. He would never have made such a mistake. He knew the Mizbech is not Kailit. Ela le Sanhedrin Barach. It means he ran to the Sanhedrin. So, Hoshav Shat, the Pnei Moshe, when they learn, it means that even though when it says Vayechzik, Vakanes and Mizbech, doesn't mean he held on to the Mizbech. It means he went to the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is next to the Mizbech. The Lushkos HaKosos was next to the Mizbech. Well, I don't know that was true over there. We'll see. We'll come back to that. But I'll come upon him. The Yushalmi says, the Sanhedrin Barach. So that's what it means. He ran to the Sanhedrin. He said, I don't want the Melech to kill me. I want this. If the Sanhedrin kills me, that's okay. At least it won't be in the Chasav Lamelech. But if the Melech kills me, it's going to be in the Chasav Lamelech. So that's Chareb Pshat over here in this Gemara. One of those, Tais gives us two choices. We'll come back to this Yushalmi later, maybe other Pshat. But Tais gives us two choices. That either he ran to the Mizbeach and because he thought the Mizbeach is Kailat. So he said, okay, I'll starve to death by the Mizbeach. At least it won't be in the Chasav Lamelech. That's plan A in Taisus. Plan B in Taisus is that it doesn't mean he ran to the Mizbech. It means he ran to the Sanhedrin. He said, okay, let the Sanhedrin kill me, but not the Melech. So that's the Gemara's kasha. If it's Nechosiv Melech, so we understand the point. But it was Nechosiv L'Yoshim, Ainafkulamino. What's the difference how he dies? If he dies, I'll be Sanhedrin. He starves to death. If the Melech kills him, dead is dead. What's the difference? So the Gemara answers, L'chayisho. L'chayisho. What's L'chayisho? So Rashi says, Rashi says, "The chuyu ba'alma at sheyashivu adoram l'shloima v'yavayu." He was stalling, until like bring the message back to Shlomo, until he comes back. It's chayisha. The chayir lefi the fight the first. Not sure Rashi learned the Gemara. Lefi the first pshat in Tosfos that he's saying, "I'm going to stay by the zvech till I starve to death." So then, what's the Gemara? So then, that's the chayir pshat in chayisha. The chayisha was that he would at least get to live for the week that it would take for him to starve to death. 2 weeks, however, I don't know how long it takes for a person to starve. However long it would take, so at least he would have chayisha. So what do you have to come out? Rashi subtrash the chara. So dochik the kibshat. The chayisha was, well, till they bring the message to Shlomo, come back. The chayisha is that if the melech can't kill him, so as long as he can survive, the next of them is back. That's the chayisha. Elamai, maybe Rashi learned like the other pshat in Tosfos, the Sanhedrin Baruch. I got mitzosim in Rashi. But maybe it means the Sanhedrin Baruch. So the Sanhedrin, what's the difference if the Sanhedrin kills him or the Melech kills him? Well, the Chayisha, till they work it out, who's going to kill him? So we'll have Chayisha. The Marcheshes, interesting, the Marcheshes says, Marcheshes is dying in Vilna. It's very interesting so far. So the Mecheshes in Chelik Beis, Simen Lamedtes. I think it's Ois Dalet. He has a piece about this Gemara. I'm going to come back to that also. So the Mecheshes says that if L'Sanhedrin Baruch, according to the Mandomer, L'Sanhedrin Baruch, so he says the Chai Shah is Poshut. The Halach is by Sanhedrin that they have to be mal in the din. They can't open the din and paskin and kill him on the same day. They have to stay the Sanhedrin from when they begin the din till they are going with the din. They have to wait a day. And the Melech doesn't have such a limitation. So he says that's Poshut Pshat, the Chai Shah. He wanted the Sanhedrin should kill him. At least he'll gain a day. If Shlomo Melech kills him, he'll kill him on the spot. But that's not what it says in Rashi. Let's bother me a little bit. Which way did Rashi learn the Gemara?
The
Ramah
says that.
The Ramah says that? Oh, yeah? Oh, it was the Ramah. Okay. Interesting. Rashi's neither of the above. Rashi says the Chai Yishoh is the Chuyu Baal. Not clear how Rashi learned the Shakla B'Tayir altogether. Lo Yadeh. So anyway, let's... okay, I want to read the Gemara to the bottom though, but then we'll come back to this. Hold this thought. So the pasuk says, Gemara says, "Vayoshev ne'ol ha'melech dov leima kaidi b'yoyev v'chayanoni." What was this? Kaidi b'yoyev v'chayanoni. Amalei zil emalei. Yoyev sent a message to Shlomo and he said, "Tati le'sev v'haygafa." It's not. You can't do to me both. Ikatas lei kavoy l'tusu delati avuch. Then you have to be makabel on. You have to be makabel on yourself the klala that your father cursed me. V'iloi, and if you don't want to do that. Then leave me with the curse, but don't kill me. David Melech cursed Yoav because he couldn't kill him. He said, "Anoshim Eilav." After Yoav killed Avner, so David Melech said, "It's the beginning of Malchus David." It's also a story. The beginning of Malchus David. There was a war between David and Ishbosheth ben Shaul, who's going to be the king. And Avner was the general by Ishbosheth, and Yoav was the general by David. Yoav and his brothers were by David. So on the first day of battle, David's army won that battle, and Asael, who's one of the brothers of Yoav, was pursuing Avner. So as Asael is running after Avner, it says Asael is very swift. He's running after Avner, and Avner tells Asael, "Turn away, go to the right, go to the left. I don't want to kill you. Because I can't face, if I kill you, I can't face you. I won't be able to face your brother, Yoav." Everybody was, they all used to be, I guess they were probably all generals by Shaul. It was before they had this civil war. They'd all fought together in the Mexican War. They all knew each other. So Avner was the general of, he says, "I don't want to kill you. I'm your brother, Yoav, is my friend. How am I going to look at him in the face if I kill you?" Saul wouldn't let go. So Avner killed him by Yakei Olachayim. So he stuck a sword in his... fifth rib, very vulnerable spot, and Asael died. Then later, Avner had a falling out with Ishbosheth, and Avner came over to David, and he said, "I'm going to make you. I'm going to bring all of the Jewish people. I'm going to bring them around to your side." So David HaMelech was very happy, and he was makabalim. And Avner said, "I'm going to go and I'm going to round up support for you." So then, meanwhile, Yoav shows up, and David, he finds out what happens, and he goes into David, and he said, "What's going on? How could you? Avner's a spy for the enemy. He just came to spy on you, and you should have killed him." So Avner, Yoav walks out, and he sends for Avner, and Avner comes because he thinks now they're all on the same side, and Yoav kills him. Yoav kills Avner. The pasuk says he kills him because he killed Asa. So even though what he said to David is he's an enemy spy, but the Navi is made that he killed him, that Yoav killed him in revenge for Avner's having killed Asa. So at the time, David HaMelech was very upset, and he made a very public display that he had nothing to do with the death of Avner, and also like sort of threatened all of David's. David's trying to put the kingdom together. And here Avner came over, he's going to bring the whole, all of the other Shvatim along with him, and now Yoav goes and he kills Avner. Imagine what that would do to David's cause. So David made a very public display of mourning, and then he said, "Anoshim Eilu B'nei Tzri Yukoshim Yimenu, Koshim Yimeni, that hey, I'm Rachel Mashoch Mashoch Lamelech, I'm newly appointed king, and my kingdom not secure, and these are very tough guys. I'm not going to be able to start up with them. They're too hard for me to defeat. But he was Makalim. He gave him a klala. I was going to quote the klala in a minute. So David Melech gave him the klala because he wasn't able to kill him. So now, it's a generation later, Shlomo Melech wants to kill Yoav. So Yoav says, David Melech gave me this curse. I'm walking around with this curse over my head because he wasn't able to kill me. But now you want to kill me, so then you have to take the curse away. It's not, well, it doesn't make sense that I should have both the curse and I should get killed. So how is Yoav's taina? So the Pasuk Gemara says, so Shlomo Melech said, fine, I'm asking. And Benayel killed him. Amr Avudah Marav, called Kolish, killed David as Yoav, and his kaim will be Zari Shal David. And Echarami, the whole Kolish redounded now on Zari Shal David. It says, one of the Kolish was, Al Yikoris, Mes Yoav Zov, Umachsik Bapelech, Menoifil Bechor, Bechasal Lechem. And all of that happened by Zari Shal David. Zov, we find by Rechovim and Shlomo. Chsiv, by Melech Rechovim is Amit, Lalos, from Rechov, Lonos, Yishalayim. So Mazut Rebbe Rav Nachman asked Rav Nachman, what is this chayli like? Amalei b'machat k'machat b'bosar achai. For ekli mami no yod, how did Rav Nachman know? So my son asked me, Rashi says that this is the name of the machla even in French. The machla wasn't an ancient machla, it was a machla that continued even in Rashi times this machla existed. So what's the kasha, how did Rav Nachman know? Rav Nachman went to somebody who had it and he asked him, what does it feel like? So what's the kasha? If it was some extinct machla that we don't have anymore, maybe Rav Nachman didn't have anymore, so then it's the kasha, how do you know? But if it's a machla they had even in Rashi's times, so what's the kasha? You know, good question. Anyway, so there's a few possibilities. This is not one of the possibilities. Maybe he had a little bit of himself. Better to be the fellow who on the receiving end of the klala than the fellow who gives the klala. And I guess here in a sense it was a killer's chinam. Since the end he was killed, the whole klala was he can't kill him. So in a sense it was a killer's chinam. Yeah. So let's go back to this Gemara, the beginning of Gemara. So Gemara had a shayla. What did Yoav hope to accomplish by running to the Mizbech? So Gemara said, if Nechasav Lamelech, so we understand what he wanted to accomplish. It shouldn't be Nechasav Lamelech. But if it's not Nechasav Lamelech, if it's Nechasav Yoshim anyway, so what did Yoav think to accomplish? And the Gemara answered L'chayisha. So we saw before Taisus brings the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that L'Sanhedrin Baruch. What does it mean? He ran to the Mizbech. Didn't he know the Mizbech is not Kailat? So the Gemara, it's only Kailat Al Gagoy and not only Beis Halomim. So the Gemara answers, the Yerushalmi answers, L'Sanhedrin Baruch. That he wanted that the Melech shouldn't be done and the Sanhedrin should be done. In order that it should be M'mayno L'Yoshim and not M'mayno L'Melech. So what was the end of the story? The Maisa, who killed him? The Melech or the Sanhedrin? He ran to the Mizbeach because he wanted, which Yishami says means he ran to the Sanhedrin, because he said, I don't want the Melech to kill me, that I'm going to have, that it'll be Nechos of the Melech. I want the Sanhedrin to kill me. So bottom line is, who killed him? Was it David the Melech or was it the Sanhedrin? So the Yishami, Tosfos doesn't bring the end of the Yishami. The Yishami says, it's Yishami in Makkos, in Perek Beis. The Yishami says that Shlomo Melech responded, and he said, I don't need his money. So what does that mean? So who killed him? The Sanhedrin. That's what Yishami says. He ran to the Sanhedrin and he said, if I'm going to go, because I don't want it to be Moini Lamelech, the Melech kills me to be Moini Lamelech. So Shlomo Melech said, fine, I'm Eichel, I don't need his money. He can keep his money, so that means the Sanhedrin killed him. So L'chaya says in Yishami, Yishami says the Sanhedrin killed him. Meisim Pasuk says B'nai Yob and Yoyada killed him. The Medrash of Shlomo Melech said to B'nai Yob and Yoyada, Lech B'gabai V'yifkabai V'yomos. So how can the Yishami say that how can the Yishami imply that the Sanhedrin killed him? Pasuk says B'nai Yob killed him. So I thought maybe because the pasuk says in Shmuel, in Shmuel Beis in Perichov that Bnei Yob and Yoyada ala kesi v'ala plesif, he was the righteous on heaven. So Mimela, that's what it means. He killed him. I don't think even if the Sanhedrin kills him, it probably has to be a yada edim tiba v'rishayin. But Akapanim, that's what it means. Vayifka v'le al Sanhedrin he killed him. Akapanim, that's the shita sa Yerushalmi that he ran to the Sanhedrin, and in Echnami and the Sanhedrin killed him. Rambam. Rambam in Perek Hei of Hilchos Ritzeach. Perek Hei. The end of Perek Hei. Says the Rambam as follows: Hamizbeach koilet. Mizbeach is koilet. Shenema b'harig b'zodon mi'imis b'chita kechenu lamas mechal shaharig b'shkaga ein an erig b'mizbeach. The Rambam says, first of all, it's a chiddush of the Rambam that the mizbeach is only koilet shogeg and not b'mezid. And Bavli doesn't say it. The Chayin point out that the Mokers from that Yerushalmi and Makkas says that the mizbeach is not koilet b'shogeg only not koilet b'mezid only b'shogeg. Lefichoch aharig b'shkaga. They called him Mizbeach, the Horgo is Shom Goyal Adam, and raising there a goal of Kimisha Horgo was like a ear miklut. The Mizbeach is coiled like a ear miklut. Then the Ram goes on and says, Ain't a coiled elegagish on Mizbeach, elegagish on Mizbeach, a basilom and bilvad. Then a coiled elekoin vavoid the biodai. All these conditions. It has to be gagish basilomim, and it has to be coin vavoid the biodai. Avalzar, a coin shayne oivid bishosha horag. So that's the Gemara, basically the Gemara in Makkas, with this extra chiddush that it's only b'shogeg and not b'mezid. Then the Ram goes on. So the Ram goes on. He says, "My medvar mamurim b'mechuyev golus." Aval misha pochad min hamelech shliyargenu b'din hamalchus. I'm based in Shleyargeu Shleyargu Bahiro Shah, Ubarak Lemizbeach Venislach Venismachloy, Afilu Hoyozar, Harez and Nitzel, Vain Leichinoisim in a Mizbeach Lomus Loilum. Elam Kane is Chaim, he says, based in Beidus Gmur Vastro, Kashakal, Rugi, based in Talmud. Ram says a Chiddush, that even though the Gemara says that it's only Kailit, Gagash Lemizbeach, and only Beselomim, and only a Kain Vabai de Biodoi, that's only for Mrs. Basten, for regular Mrs. Basten, but for Harugi Malchus, for Harugi Malchus, or even Basten, but if it's Shalei Kedin, just Hayir Hashah, like we have in Gemara at the beginning of the parak, Basten Makan Vayin Shalei Menatera, anything that's extra, that's not Mamish Mrs. Basten, then even Azar and Sidei Hamizbeach is Koilet, and presumably not even Beis Hillel. You don't have all these tonight. So where did Ram get such a chiddush din from? It's not a Gemara anywhere. The Ram says a chiddush din that even though the Gemara says in Makkas that in a koilet el gagish mizbeach beis halom and koyin ravay de biyodli and so on, that's only for Mises Basin. But for Mises Hamelech, or Basin Shalei, if Basin is Shalei Minatayr, so then everything is koilet. Mizbeach, everything is koilet. Where's the source for this Ram? Where did Ram get this from? What would you say? Where did Ram get it from? How did he get it from Agamar?
He was a toast.
But the Gemara in Makkas says he was a toast. We don't need any new bikis. It's all things we did already. Today. Yeah, okay. Right, that's what Rasamech says. And several of the Macheshes, the Rasamech, I seem to remember that there's a going a bit like this somewhere, but I don't can't remember now where it is. But the Rasamech says it, and the Macheshes, and probably a bunch of others are. They both say that this that the Rambam source, that's how the Rambam learned the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the Sanhedrin Baruch. So the Pnei Moshe says, what does it mean? Because the Sanhedrin is Eitzel HaMizbech. So Vayeches Bekainas HaMizbech means he went to the Sanhedrin. The Pasuk says Vayeches Bekainas HaMizbech. Besides the fact that I don't even know if the Sanhedrin was there. It wasn't even the Mishkan. They were talking about when it was the Sabah Magdala. The Aron was in Kiryas Yearim. This was after the Aron was recovered from the Plishtim. The Aron was sitting in Kiryas Yearim. Hadn't yet been brought to Yerushalayim. The Mizbeach was somewhere else. Wasn't by the Aron Bechal. The Aron was somewhere. It was above Magdala. I don't know where it was. So I don't know if the Sanhedrin, why would the Sanhedrin have been there? The Sanhedrin were probably in Yerushalayim. So what does it mean by Yerches Bekainas and Mizbeach? The Sanhedrin Baruch. How was he the Sanhedrin Baruch? Says Rameh Simcha. The Rambam learned Pshat in the Yerushalmi. That the Sanhedrin Baruch means that he wanted to force that his din should go to the Sanhedrin. So Meili went to the Mizbeach. Because the Mizbeach, even though it's not Beis Elomim and he's not a Kohen and so on, so it's not going to be Koilet from Mises Beistin, but it'll be Koilet from Mises HaMelech. So Meili, by being Oiches, Bekainas and Mizbeach, he forced, and now the Melech can kill the Medina Malchus. Because that much the Mizbeach is Koilet. So what'll have to be? He'll have to go to Beistin. Beistin will be Dadim for the Ritzich of Avner and Aso. So that's already, that's called the Sanhedrin Baruch. That's what it means, the Sanhedrin Baruch. The Sanhedrin Baruch means that he forced that only Basin should have jurisdiction and Shlomo Melech shouldn't have jurisdiction because he was Eichas by Kainas and Mizbeach, and the Kainas and Mizbeach are Koilet from Harugi Malch, from Mises HaMelech, even though they're not Koilet from Mises Basin. So now, Bal Korchuk, the Din's going to have to go to Sanhedrin. So that's the Gemara. So that's Pshat in the Gemara. That's Pshat. A, that's Pshat in Yerushalmi, says Rameh Simcha. And B says, now that's Pshat in our Gemara as well. That the Gemara said, Bishlom Olamad Domer, we grappled with Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bishlom Olamad Domer, Nechos of Lamelech. So that's why he ran to the Mizbeach. But if it's Nechos of Lyoshim, my Nafkal Emino. So we said, what are you talking about? Did you want to be saved? Did you not want to be saved? So we had two Pshat in Matthias. Maybe he thought he'd be starved. Says Rameh Simcha, the Pshat in the Gemara is, in the light of this of the Rambam, I mean, Tosh really also said that the Pshat in Gemara, one of the Pshat in Tosh was that it's with the Yerushalmi. But now we understand that, but he says in Mesimcha, there's Pshat in the Bavli as well. That the Bavli is also going like this Pshat, the Sanhedrin Baruch. So, and that's the Shachar Tari in the Gemara. Bishlum alam adomim nechos of lamelech. So we understand why he wanted to change jurisdictions. He wanted to go out of the jurisdiction of the Melech and into the jurisdiction of the Sanhedrin because he didn't want it to be nechos of lamelech. So that's why he went and he held on to the Mizbeach. The Basin is not going to help at all, but at least it got him out of the Harigas HaMelech. Elif asks the Gemara, but Lamanda Omar, that Nechas of Yoshim, so what did he care if he'll go, if his Zin will be that, if the Melech will kill him, or the Sanhedrin will kill him, he's going to be killed anyway. So Gemara answers, L'chayisho, and that the Machesh says, that's the Pshat. If the Melech kills him, he'll kill him on the spot. Sanhedrin, at least they'll have to be Malin and Sadin. So he wanted a great game, the Chayisho. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. Very Gishmak. So the Mocha for the Rambam is from our Gemara. As from our Gemara, and particularly from the Gemara, from the Yerushalmi about the Sanhedrin Baruch, and that's Pshat in our Gemara as well. So what's the story now? So it comes out that Yoav is running to the Mizbeach because he wants to force that the Sanhedrin should take up the case and not the Melech. Either because he wanted to gain that it should be Nechosav L'Yorshim and not L'Melech, or because he wanted to gain the Chayisho. So what was the end of the story? So L'Maisa, what happens? So who was Danim? I asked before. Who was Danim L'Maisa? So the Yerushalmi says, I told you before, the Yerushalmi says that at the end of the day, the Sanhedrin were Danim. The Sanhedrin said that Shlomo Melech said, I don't need his money, so let the Sanhedrin take care of it. So Nisham is with the Sanhedrin with Hanim. What about the Bavli? What is the Bavli hold? What was the end of the story? Who killed him, the Sanhedrin or Shlomo Melech? Midina Sanhedrin or Midina Melech? What? The Melech, how do you know? Right, the Chorus Mashal, because Yishami says that Yoav, in the Bavli Bath, it says in the Sugya, that Yoav sent a message back to Shlomo Melech, and he said, let's make a deal. If you want to kill me, then you have to take the Klala. If the Mizbech is not Klala from Mrs. Basin, and it was going to Mrs. Basin, and Shlomo Melech said, fine, let Basin take care of it, so why in the world does Shlomo Melech have to be Mekabel the Klala? It's Mashma that, the Mechesha speaks this out a little bit, that it's Mashma that the Bavli's going, at the end of the day, it wasn't the Sanhedrin that killed him, it was the Melech who killed him. And Yoav sent back to Shlomo Melech, he said, if you want to kill me, then you have to, if you'll take the Klala, I'll let go of the Mizbech. And then you can kill me with the Melech. So Shlomo Melech is fine, I'll be Makabel the Klala. So it's not clear to me, why was Shlomo Melech, according to the Bavli, why was, Lachar comes out of Machlekes Bavli Yishami. So the Yishami, it's Mashma, that Shlomo Melech said, fine, he wants to go to the Sanhedrin, because he'll go to the Sanhedrin, I don't need his money. But in the Bavli, it's Mashma, they know that Yoav entered into negotiations with Shlomo. And he said that, you have to, if you'll be Makabel the Klala, then I'll let go of the Mizbech. So, and Shlomo Melech was masking. So I don't understand so much, why was Shlomo Melech masking? But he needed the money. Why was Shlomo Melech masking? He was masking to be Makabel the Klala in order that he should be able to kill him within a Melech rather than having the Sanhedrin kill him. The first of all, Gwen Shlech, what would be wrong with the Sanhedrin killing him? He didn't. Well, he needed the money, so he was makabel the klal l'doris because he needed the money. Or he's makabel the klal l'doris because of chay shah. He wanted Yoav to die today and not tomorrow. Not clear. What was the motivation? Why was makabel the klal? The emissary is Tosis later on in the next moment. Tosis has a kasha. Tosis asks, how did they kill Yoav? There was no edim and asher. The Taisa says they killed him, at the end of the day, they really killed him as Ma'arib Melech. Because for supporting Adonijah. So I'm not quite sure how this stems in this Gemara. This Gemara says, according to Yishalmi, Taisa brought to Yishalmi, whatever, even whether you have there are some fancy Pshat in Yishalmi, Pasha Pshat in Yishalmi, it doesn't really matter. It says in Yishalmi, they said Hedon Barach. And Taisa, that's one of Pshat. Taisa seems to say that that's what, Taisa seems to indicate that that's one of the possible Pshatim in the Gemara. That listen Hedon Barach. So Yoav ran to the Sanhedrin. And the Gemara asked, why did he run to the Sanhedrin? If it's Nechas of Lamelech, we understand he ran to the Sanhedrin, it shouldn't be Nechas of Lamelech. But if it's Nechas of Yoshim, why did he run to the Sanhedrin? Anyway, it's going to be, if it's Nechas of Lamelech, then if it's Nechas of Yoshim, then what was the gain in running to the Sanhedrin? Right? That's, I don't understand. There was a very big gain in running the Sanhedrin. Because if he would run to the Sanhedrin, so the Sanhedrin would say, you're innocent, because there's no Edom and Asra. So the only way to kill him is Hasmari ben Malchus. Hasmari ben Malchus, the Melech has to kill him. It's a little bit mashman to me that Tosis holds that the Sanhedrin could kill Hasmari ben Malchus. So that's still called the Sanhedrin Barach. And why did the Sanhedrin to be done as Hasmari ben Melech and not the Melech? So that'll still be called Arugi based and not Arugi Malchus. I don't see another way to learn. Which could be, maybe that's what Tosis holds. The Sanhedrin could be the Harugi Malchus. And that'll be called Harugi Malchus, that'll be called Harugi Beis, not Harugi Malchus. The Sanhedrin could be Danim, Murid Mamelech, but it'll be Nechos of Liyoshim. If the king is Danim, then it's Nechos of Lamelech. If the Sanhedrin will be Danim, it's Nechos of Liyoshim. That's Pshat Lingua. The Sanhedrin Barach. But Akapanim, I don't know why. But regardless, I still share why was Shlomo Melech Makabel the Klala? Why not Taka let the Sanhedrin be done? And that was obviously an option. The Sanhedrin Barach, that was an option. So let the Sanhedrin be done. Why in the world was Shlomo Melech Makabel the Klala? Not clear to me. Okay, let's see right there. Zotimur, Asiul Yoav. Dine. Omalei, so they were Dan Yoav, whoever it is, either Shlomo Melech or the Sanhedrin. It's a little bit mashmas and heading was done. Maybe it's not muchuch. So they brought Yoav, and they said to Yoav, my time katalti la Avner. Why did you kill Avner? Omalei goyel adam da asoil Avner. that I'm the Goel Adam of Asol. He killed my brother Asol, and I'm the Goel Adam. Amulei. So they said to him, Asol, right of Avin. Avner was right, had a right to kill Asol. He was a right if he was trying to kill Asol was trying to kill Avner. Amulei hayulei lesil bechem evarav. Amulei lo yochalei. So they said maybe he wasn't able. He wasn't able to kill him bechem to be matzil bechem evarav. Amulei hashtu b'dayfen chamishi kiven le nixim veikher Avner bechem be'achay achonis el achaymish. V'amar bechem b'dayfen chamishi mokum shemar v'kavet luyim by bechem evarav lo yochalei. He had such good aim. He was able to make Avner d'dayfen d'dayfen chamishi. He had such good aim. He could have hit him somewhere not so fatal. So therefore, Yoav. So bottom line is, that Yoav said that Avner really had no right to kill Asol, because it was Yochel Atzila Be'echem Evarav, and therefore I was right to kill him. Als Goyel Adam. Here it says that Yoav killed him. Als Goyel Adam. Yoav killed Avner. Als Goyel Adam. I know Goyel Adam Avi. The more later on at the bottom of the Amud, when it talks about what happened between Yoav and Avner when he actually killed him, the Gemara says, Shadonai Din Sanhedrin. Yoav was not Avner Din Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, Dashon Loshon L'Pasuk. Shadonai Din Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, Steer. Later it says that Yoav was Dan Avner Din Sanhedrin. And here it says that Yoav killed him as Goyel Adam. So I thought it depends. If you hold like the Rambam, right on the piss, if you hold like the Rambam, that by Reitzeach, even when you have Mises based in, and based on passing somebody's chaya miso, but then who actually carries out the sentence according to the Rama we had earlier? So it's Sech, b'mezid, and based on passing somebody's chaya miso, who actually kills him? Ideally, according to the Rama, the Goel Adam. We had that. So then maybe it's good. He was Danim Dim Sanhedrin, and then he killed him as Goel Adam. I don't know why I had to stress that he was the Goel Adam, but upon him, I could hear that the Goel Adam would do it. But Shitas Rashi, we saw that a Goel Adam is only b'shoig, not b'mezid. And based on kills, it's Yadda Edom Tiyabai Rishon, and not the Goel Adam. So then the Chayitz is steering him up. Later it says he was done in Sanhedrin. And here it says he was done in Goel Adam. He killed him as Goel Adam. The Me'iri says an interesting thing. I think Mikhayach this Kasha. The Me'iri says that by Yochel Atzila Bechem Eivorov, he's not Chayim Mises Beisdom. If somebody kills a Roidov, and it was really Yochel Atzila Be'echem Eivarav, and he was not allowed to kill the Roidev, because he could have been Matzil Be'echem Eivarav. Nonetheless, since the guy that he killed was a Roidev, so Beistin can't be Mechayev him. But the Goyal Adam, he says, could still kill him. Meaning, Lemay said he killed a Roidev, so he's not called a Roidseach that Beistin could kill. But at the end of the day, he didn't have a right to kill her, he was wrong to kill the Roidev. So he's still called. I'm not quite sure what the getter is. It's called that he killed him. It's not called that he murdered him. The Beis Shemim Chayev him. So Mises Beis is not Chayev, but it's enough of a murder, not less than a Ritzach B'Shoigin, that the Goel Adam could still come after. So I think the Miri got it out of this Gemara. It says later he was Doni Din Sanhedrin. So if he's Doni Din Sanhedrin, why do you have to kill him as Goel Adam? So I think that's the Miri learns, that he was Doni Din Sanhedrin, and Din Sanhedrin was Taka Potter, because he was Yochel Atzil Be'echem Eivarav is not enough to be Chayev him in Beis Din. But nonetheless, Yoav killed him as Goel Adam. Then there's another discussion here. We talked about this in Eil Naris. I don't know if those who were here for Eil Naris maybe remember. There's a Levush. Levush and a Re'aim, Stul Vachayim, who said, Mishlo Melech brings a Revosh like this, that even though, ordinarily speaking, by a roidif, if he's yochel atzil be'echem eivarav, you're not allowed to kill the roidif. But the nirdif himself is allowed to turn around and kill the roidif, even if it's yochel atzil be'echem eivarav. The way they say it, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quite say it this way, but the way the Levush and the Re'aim say it, it's in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, and the pasuk of Yir Yaakov Moed Vayetzelah. I'm not going to go through the whole. Those remember from last year, but it was last year. Yeah. Anyway, they say like this, that there's two separate halachas. There's one halacha, later on in Ben Sarah, we'll have it with Hashem, Ben Sarah, there's two sugyas. There's one sugya of roidev. They're allowed to kill a roidev. The Merlin's out from a pasuk, kashayokum ish By Naira. It's a hekesh to Naira Marosa. Just like a Raid of Acha Erv, Yochel Atzil Vechem Evarav, so to a Raid of Acha Ver Lohargo, Yochel Yishayim. Just like somebody's Raid to be Ma'anis, an Erva, so you're allowed to kill him. And that has its own psukim. So too, somebody's running after somebody to kill him, you're allowed to kill the Raid. So that's the psukim of Raid. Then there's another limud which we learn out from Bava Machteres, that the Ein Leidomim, that the Balabai is allowed to kill the Bava Machteres. So we learn out from there that so the Gemara says that the reason is because Habola Gecha Ashkim Lahaga. So the Levush and the Re'aim learn that it's two separate halachas. There's one halacha that you're allowed to kill the Raidif. Any bystander is allowed to kill the Raidif. And that has limitations that it has to be any Yochel Atzilu Bechem Evar, but if it's Yochel Atzilu Bechem Evar, you don't have a right to kill him. And then there's another halacha, it's a different passion type. Of Bava Machteres, that Habola Hagecha Haskim Lahargay, that in self-defense you're allowed to kill in self-defense, and that's a broader heter, and that's not limited whether that applies regardless of whether it's Yochel Atzilu Bechem Evar or not. That's the sheet of the Levush and the Re'aim. So they ask, I think the Rosh Hashanah asks it. I don't think he's the first one to ask it. They ask from this Gemara. Here the Gemara says that Yoav was allowed to kill Avner. Because Avner killed Asol. And even though Asol was a Raidif, but since it was Yochel Atzilu Mechem Evarav, so Avner was not allowed to kill Asol. Since Avner was not allowed to kill Asol, so Yoav was entitled Al-Skoyel Adam, or else Din Sanhedrin, to kill Avner. What do you mean? Avner was a Nirdif. The Nirdif doesn't have that limitation of Yochel Atzilu Mechem Evarav. The Nirdif can kill the Raidif even if it's not Yochel Atzilu Mechem Evarav. The Rosh Hashanah is the Kashavim. So I think last year I suggested, what's the havana in this levush? This distinction by a roidev. By a roidev, if it's yochel atzilu bechem evarav, you can't kill him, but the nirdev can kill him regardless. Because havala gecha haskim lahargay. What's the difference? If he's a roidev, he's a roidev. If he's not a roidev, he's not a roidev. So the Mishlo Melech says a svara, I think b'shem the Rivash, that the nirdif is bohol, so you can't expect so much from the nirdif. The nirdif is afraid for his life, so he can't be so medactic. But in the levush and in the re'aim, it's not mashmah that that's the pshat, it's mashmah that they're learning that it's two fundamentally different halachas. There's halach of re'idif, different psukim, halach of re'idif, and that's limited. Yochel atzilu bechem evar. And then there's another halach, habol hagecha haskim lahogay, and that's broader, and that doesn't have any limitations. So what's the pshat? So I said last year, the emes, you find in the rishonim such a principle, that self-defense is a broader hat than Raidif. I quote a few examples. For example, the Gemara says that if a mother is in childbirth, anybody remember this? The Meiri B'Shem, Gdolei HaDaris, I think. If a mother's in childbirth, so the Gemara says that if the Uber had not yet emerged, and that Uber is endangering the mother's life, so you could kill the Uber to save the mother's life. But Haitzi Uber is Raisha, once the Uber has already emerged, so then he's already a Nefesh. Then he's already a full fledged human being. Ein Deichen Nefesh, Menei Nefesh. He asks the Gemara, but the Uber's a Raidif. Uber's running after the mother to kill the mother. So the Gemara says, no, he's not a Raidif because Mishamaya Karat Fibo. It's Minashamayim. The Minashamayim they're being Raidif the mother. It's not the Uber. The Uber's not culpable. So therefore, it's lifeboat ethics. Ein Deichen Nefesh, Menei Nefesh, nothing we can do. We can't kill the Uber to save the mother. That's a Gemara. Says to Meiri, but the mother could kill the Uber. What's the difference? If the Uber's not a Raidif, because Mishmaya Karatfiba, so why can the mother kill the Uber? So you see also this distinction. The Uber's not a Raidif, Mishmaya Karatfiba, that means the Uber's not Chayav Misa. We can't kill the Uber, we can kill a Raidif, because a Raidif is Chayav Misa. That's a Raidif is Chayav Misa. We had an Elinaris that this Kimli Rabbin. So come on, really, this Kimli Rabbin by a Raidif. It's a chiyah misa, patas and chiyah imamen. A raidif is chiyah misa. That's why we're allowed to kill a raidif. Why do you say en deichen nefesh v'en nefesh? No, you're allowed to kill a raidif because the raidif is chiyah misa. The Torah said a raidif is chiyah misa. Here, where it's mishamayah karatfiba, the raidif's not the ubers, the baby's not chiyah misa. It's not the baby's fault. It's minashamayim. So the baby's not, it's not the baby's fault. The baby's not chiyah misa. So therefore, we don't have a right to be deichen nefesh v'en nefesh. We don't have a right to kill a raidif. Because he's not chiyah misa. The baby's not chiyah misa. Mishamayah karatfiba, that's what it means. But the mother has a different halacha. The mother's halacha is habola hagecha hashkim lohargoy. At the end of the day, as far as the mother's concerned, it's habola hagecha hashkim lohargoy. The Uber is habola hagecha. So self-defense is, you know, self-defense doesn't require to kill somebody else right there if he has to be chayav misa. To kill in self-defense, it's not necessary that they're right to be chayav misa. As long as it's legitimately self-defense, the person is allowed to kill in self-defense. It doesn't matter that the person that he kills is not chayav misa. It's not chayav misa. But the mother is killing the uber in self-defense. Either uber is not chayav misa. It's mishmaya kratvi, but nonetheless, the mother is killing in self-defense. Yeah, this is elsewhere as well. The Gemara says about Zimri, when Pinchas was running after Zimri, so the Gemara says that Zimri was allowed in self-defense to turn around and kill Pinchas. So the Rosh, because Pinchas was a Raidiv, right? So the Rosh says, does that mean that everybody around was Mechuyiv to kill Pinchas as Raidiv? So the Rosh says, no, about Pinchas wasn't Chayim Yisri, he was doing Birishos. That's halacha, Kanoim Poygambay. But Zimri was nonetheless allowed to kill in self-defense. So you see the same distinction. Pinchas was not Chayim Yisri, because it's halacha, Kanoim Poygambay, he has Rishos. But self-defense is still self-defense. Zirmi was radical Pinchas in self-defense. You see the same idea. And that's pshat in this Levush as well. If it's Yochel Atzila Bechem Eivarov, a Raidif who's Yochel Atzila Bechem Eivarov means is the Raidif is not Chayim Yisrael. Because since the Raidif is other ways to, if there's no other way to stop the Raidif than to kill him, so that creates the Raidif is Chayim Yisrael, because that's the only way to stop him. But if there's other ways to stop the Raidif, then the Raidif is not Chayim Yisrael, because there are other ways to stop him. Nonetheless, So there's other ways to stop him. He's not Chayim Yisrael, but it's still self-defense. At the end of the day, he is trying to kill somebody. And then the Nirdof is allowed to turn around and kill in self-defense. It doesn't matter if the writer is not Chayim Yisrael, because self-defense is a heter. So that being the case, maybe we could go a step further, sort of like the Meiri that we just saw, but taking it a step further, that maybe even though Abner was Yochel, even though it was Yochel Atzilu Be'echem Eivarov, again, the Gemara says it was Yochel Atzilu Be'echem Eivarov. So therefore Aso was not Chayiv Misa. Let's talk it through. Aso was not Chayiv Misa, because Abner had other ways to stop Aso. Abner's aim was very good. Abner could have stopped him by hitting him in the big toe, and that would have stopped him. So therefore Aso was not Chayiv Misa. So Abner killed somebody who was not Chayav Misa. That's the Gemara. And that's why Yoav killed Abner. So our question was, but these Doilei HaPoskim say, that the Nirdof is allowed to kill in self-defense regardless. So Abner, even if Aso was not Chayav Misa, Abner was still allowed to kill him in self-defense. So how is Yoav allowed to kill Abner? So maybe we could say that yes, it's true Abner was allowed to kill in self-defense, but at the end of the day, was Asol Chayim Yisrael? No. Yochel Atzil Bechem Evar. He wasn't Chayim Yisrael. There were other ways to stop him. So Abner killed the person who was not Chayim Yisrael. So was Abner allowed to do it? Yes, he was. And therefore, could Beis Din be Mechayev Abner? Absolutely not. Abner did Bishus. Pinchas also did Bishus. But as far as Goyel Adam is concerned, Midin Goyel Adam, it doesn't matter that Abner killed Bishus. At the end of the day, Abner killed. Every Yerzeit B'Shoigig also kills, in a sense, Bishus. I mean, not Bishus, but every Goyel Adam, every Yerzeit B'Shoigig, not Chayim Misa, nonetheless, there's a halacha that the Goyel Adam can kill the Yerzeit B'Shoigig. So it's not different than the Yerzeit B'Shoigig. At the end of the day, Abner killed Asol. Asol was not Chayim Misa. If Asol would have been Chayim Misa, then what Abner did would not be called Ritzicha at all. Not even B'Shoigig. It wouldn't be Ritzicha. He killed the Gavrik Tel. He killed the person who was Chayim Misa. Then there's no Goyel Adam, of course. But here it was Yochel Atzila Be'echem Eivarov. Asol was not Chayim Misa. So Abner killed somebody who's not Chayim Misa. Abner was allowed to do it. Fine. So it's like Yotzeach B'Shoigig. Yotzeach B'Shoigig is still a loch of Goyel Adam. So that's what Yoav said. I killed him between Goyel Adam. It's not so far away from the Meiri. The Meiri says also that Beis Din couldn't kill him. Meiri says for a different reason. Because the Meiri holds that every Yochel Atzila Be'echem Eivarov Beis Din is still not Chayim Misa's Beis Din. But Goyel Adam could still kill him. So I'm taking that a step further. That who identified Yochel Atzilu Be'echem Eivarov, Beis Din can't kill by a Nirdif who killed a Roidif who was Yochel Atzilu Be'echem Eivarov. The Nirdif is allowed to do it. So Beis Din can't touch him because it's similar to it. He didn't do anything wrong. But nonetheless, he killed somebody who's not Chayim Misa. For the halach of Goyel Adam, that's sufficient. So that's exactly what Yoav said, that I was the Goyel Adam. Okay, let's just finish the parak. Yeah, Omele Nezel Avner, so that's they said to Yoav, okay, so Avner, you have a point. But my time Katalti La Amosu, why did you kill Amosu? Amosu was the general of Avshalom. And when Avshalom rebelled, Amasa was the general of Avshalom. After Avshalom was killed, Yoav killed Avshalom rebelled against his father David. So, and his general was Amasa. And David gave Yoav instructions, don't le'atli l'na Avshalom, don't kill Avshalom. And then Avshalom, you know, got tangled up in the trees, and Yoav came in and killed him. So Yoav sat down, was very upset, and he's crying, B'ni Avshalom, Avshalom, B'ni. And he was very angry at Yoav for killing him. So then, after Avshalom was dead, so then David and Melch was trying to put the kingdom back together and bring everybody back on board. So he sent a message to Avner, and he said, Avner, I want you to be my general, and you'll instead of Yoav, because he was angry at Yoav for killing Avshalom. So he promoted Avshalom over Yoav's head. As not so surprisingly, Yoav then went and killed Amos. And then he was, I guess, general again. So he said to him, my time of katat, so why did you kill Amos? Omli Amos married b'malchus habi. So Yoav said, Amos was married b'malchus. Why was he married b'malchus? The Siva Yerim Melech, Amos hazikli is issued the shleshes yomim. David Melech told Amos, after when he was trying to get everybody to reunite the kingdom after the rebellion was put down. So he said to Amos, go bring Yeshuhuda to me. Vayelech Amos hazik as Yehuda vayoicher, and he was delayed. He didn't come back on time. He gave him 3 days. So Yoav held that he's a married b'malchus. He didn't fulfill the king's instructions. Amalei, so they said to Amos, so they said to Yoav, the basin said to Yoav, Amos achen v'achen dorash. Now Amos was a big time chacham. He dashed the achen v'achen. As yichinu the pasuk leib mesechta. Because when he went to bring Yeshuhuda to David, he found that it was the beginning of this man, and they all just started learning a new mesechta. Amar k'siv kol ishi shi'amas picha v'li ishmas v'rechal chalash shetzivenu yumas. Yochal afilu devei tayra, tamaloyim rak chazak v'yamas. So if a melech tells you to do something which is against din Torah, so you don't have to listen. So to tell him to close the Gemara, it's against din Torah, it's bittul Torah. So that's why he was delayed. So therefore, he wasn't a married b'malchus. And what's more, they said to him, Ela, who got a married b'malchus? Not only was Amos not a married b'malchus, but Yoav, you're the married b'malchus. Yoav was a married b'malchus because he followed the din Yoav. And not only that, but he really wanted to follow Avshalom. My leinota, I'm a Yiddish Shabikish Lintus of leinota. He really would have wanted to rebel with Avshalom. But that already he was afraid to do. My time leinota, Amar Belozar Dain, Lachlucha Shal David Kayamis. Basically, Chenu Amar Dain is Tagnunish Shal David Kayam. David's strongmen were around. Amar Vinam Rab, Abba Mesi, Yeladim Hoyle, David Kulim, and Eath, Astoya Hoyle, Godly, Blurious Hoyle, Umahachad Rosh Hagayos Hoyle, Behane Bali, Great from Shal David. So there's a little bit of ambivalence here in the Gemara. At the end of the day, why did they kill Yoav? Did they kill Yoav because he killed Amos, or did they kill Yoav because he was a Mar B'malchus? It's not so clear in the Gemara. They said, Amos was a Tamach Chacham, he wasn't a married B'malchus, so you shouldn't have killed Amos. And not only that, but you're the married B'malchus. So why did they kill Yoav? Did they kill him as married B'malchus, or did they kill him as Amos? So that's the Tosis. Tosis says there really wasn't Eidim V'Asra for killing Amos. So really they killed him as married B'malchus. That has to do with the Gemara before. That's what I was talking about before. The Gemara before said, the Sanhedrin Baruch. It's Mashmon. So how is he listen Sanhedrin Baruch? The Sanhedrin, there was no Eidim V'Asra. So how could he go to the Sanhedrin? So that's what I thought. It's Meduyik and Tosis that the Sanhedrin could kill even a married B'malchus. Okay, upligad ab Abba Barakana, Dummer of Abba Barakana, Molly Dover, Lyosu Yav, Mokama, Molly Yav, Lyosu Dover, Matar, the Siva, Yidover, Isa Mishpat, with Stockel Halamai, Yav, and Shuya Latsova, Matam Dover, Isa Mishpat, with Stockel Halamai, Shundi Yav Alatsova, Matam Yav Alatsova, Shund Dover, Isa Mishpat, with Stockel Halamai. The army fights the battles, and the Yeshiva Bachim sit and learn, and everybody supports everybody else, and that's how it works. I'm not sure where's the riot, this is Chalak in the Gemara before. Where's the pligad of Abba Barakana? Why is this against the Gemara before? That Yav was the Mari Mamelch. Yoav was a married b'malch, but at the end of the day, Yoav was alatzov, and David was learning Torah. And Yoav would like to be rebelled too, but why is that a steer to over here? Right there. Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe to have this symbiosis, it has to be that he's not a married b'malch. Yeah. Anyway, then the Gemara goes now back, flashes back to this to when Yoav actually killed Abner. Vayishlach malachim al achrei Avner, all the way back to the beginning of David's kingship, when Avner had gone over to David from Ishbosheth, and Yoav came and said he's a spy. So Yoav sent for Avner. Vayashiv oisim yibor hasira, my bor hasira. Amar Rav Abba Rakana bor hasira gomelu l'Avner sheyorek. That Avner was punished. Why was that? Why did Avner die? Not why did Yoav kill him, but why was Avner in Din Shemayim? Why did Avner die? Because of Barav here actually brings the story that when David HaMelech called out to Shaul, when Shaul was running after David, and David two different stories. David at one point had snuck into the campfire and taken away the bowl of water, and then he called out, I could have killed Shaul. You see that I'm not trying to kill Shaul. So Avner should have said to Shaul, look, David's really a tzaddik, and he didn't take it, and he didn't do that. And again, when David snuck into the Ma'ara, and he stole the Knaf HaMe'il, and Chazal said, Avner said to Shaul, maybe your cloak tore off on a thorn or something. So that's why Avner was killed. Boshpray means quietly. Amrav Yechanon, what's Basheli? Shadon, I didn't send a Hedron. Because a Shar has a much more of a Sanhedrin. Take a Shar. So he was down and didn't send a Hedron. Omalei, my talte, my time, katalti lasso. Why did you kill a soul? Same as Shaka Tari had before. Asol Roy de Foyo, Hoyle Cholisil Bechamevor, Layachle, Hashab Dev Hamishi Kamnis of Echamir of Layachle. So he told him, Yechai Misl. L'dabriti b'sheli, Omer Avihud Amarav, al iske sholoi, like shal na'alecha mi'al reglecha. So Rashi says it means, must be Chazal somewhere else, that he asked Avner, he wanted to hit Avner, so he needed to, Avner should be vulnerable. So he asked Avner, how does a lady without any hands do chalitza? So Avner bent down to show how she would take it off the foot with the shoe with her teeth. So that way and that gave him an opportunity to kill him. Very strange. What happened? He was down in Din Sanhedrin. He told him Yichayev Misa because for killing Asael, and then Yichayev Misa, and then he says to Asael, you know, how would you do chalitza if you didn't have any hands? And Asael doesn't have, but he wants to kill him. I don't know what's proud of you. Later, maybe it's Midrash of Chalukim. Later, by a case of a chaimish Amar Rav Yechonu b'doifin chamishi mokim shemor v'kavet tluyim by. This is going back to when Shlomo HaMelech told Bnei Yoav to kill Yoav. So Shlomo HaMelech says, "V'heishiv Hashem es domay al roishay, asher poga b'shnei anoshim tzadikim b'toyvim imenu." Here it's very mashmal that they were that he did kill him for killing Avner and Asel. Taisa said he killed him as married b'malchus. Maaseh Shlomo HaMelech said that heishiv Hashem es domay al roishay for killing Avner and Asel. Then Hashem said, "I can't tell you from men." Hagam Avner, the Gemara said before that Avner really was Yochel Atzilu Beechem Eivor. So nonetheless, Shlomo said that he, because even if technically it was Yochel Atzilu Beechem Eivor, so he was a girl Adam. At the end of the day, the pasuk is made; he killed him for revenge. Why would they tzadikim tell you from men? Who show you darshim achin v'rakin v'hu leidarsh? They dash and achin v'rakin. We saw before he didn't want to take the people who had just started the Masechta, didn't want to take them away. So he didn't follow David blindly. He didn't say, I'm just following orders. And likewise, Avner also didn't follow orders by Noivir HaKayinim, I think. When Shaul told him to kill Noivir HaKayinim, Avner refused. So they dashed in Achen V'Aken. V'hu Leidorash. And he didn't. When David told him to kill Uriah Achiti by the Maisut Basheva, and Yoav followed orders. And moreover, tzaddikim shehem bepevel also who begaris also they had direct orders from the king and they disobeyed if they felt it was against their conscience. And Yoav just got a letter to kill Uriah Chiti, and nonetheless he did it. V'amoso nishma becherev asher biyad Yoav, going back to when Yoav killed Amoso, Amarav shalei choshta, he wasn't a choshtim. V'yikavir b'beisiv b'midbar, it's told Yoav, Yoav was buried b'beisiv b'midbar, otu b'beisiv b'midbar, he had a house in the midbar, what was he, Ben-Gurion, why was he in the midbar? Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, k'midbar, ma midbar mufka l'koil, av beisiv Yoav mufka l'koil. He gave so much stock that his bias was mufka l'koil. Dovarachar k'midbar, ma midbar menuka migezel v'rayis, av beisiv Yoav menuka migezel v'rayis. And Pasuk says, v'yoyev v'chai, Pasuk in the Vayom, v'yoyev v'chai yashar ha'ir, Amar Rav Yehuda afilu munini v'tzachanta, v'tzachanta toim, he would give them delicacies, even fish and another kind of fish, porus that he would give to the aniyim. Hadin alach nigmar adin, and that brings us to the end of the pair. So that's it. I think we'll stop here. We'll stop here for the Zman, the end of the pair. And the plan of Mr. Shem is to start the Ben Sarim Lera. That's the plan. I hope it won't take us too long, and then we'll figure out the next thing.
Yes. So Grace and then the tiny Rionis and then Shaul Omer Rudy Lavin 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 Omer R